Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Hot off and running on a snow day Wednesday. The roads are fine. Little slushy. Little bit wet. Don't everybody turn into like the invisible snowman out there. We could do this together, people. Last night, a little bit of a different story. Today, no problems at all. Yes. No buses. Assault truck or two, which probably bleeped up my car. And definitely my windshield, but no problems. And nobody was on the road. Late this morning, and even early this morning, as I was bumping around trying to get my oil change. Mad Max is with us today after another day off for you yesterday, huh? I mean, you know, when you get to your age, 40, what are you whipping, 43 at 95 now, right? You got to give that arm a rest every now and then. So you're back with us. It's your day to throw on the side today, I assume, right? Once again, belated congratulations to you on signing a one-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. Pitchers and catchers reporting, I think, for the Nationals today. You're not a National anymore. You are a Rebellion. You get five paychecks from five different teams, including the Nationals, so you might as well be a National. But they're opening up pitchers and catchers and all that good stuff. Spring training is kind of here. I know a lot of people get excited. I'm starting to get more emails, you know, from the Nats report and from my, you know, Talk Nats and all my guys that send me all sorts of stuff. Everybody's getting a little bit pumped up. You got the Daytona 500. This Sunday, you've got the Four Nations and the NHL. You've got the Wizards last, I think, game right before the All-Star break, All-Star weekend this weekend. And for the first weekend, truly, since what? August 20th-ish or something like that, zero football. But this just in, breaking news, Matt Patricia is back, boys and girls. Matt Patricia's back. He's back with a pencil in his ear and the fedora-type hat or whatever you call that. Ohio State. Or as my young man Tyler would call it, Weehio State, hiring Matt Patricia as their new defensive coordinator. So they've lost Chip Kelly to the Vegas Raiders as the offensive coordinator. Jim Knowles was their defensive coordinator. Him and Ryan Day apparently didn't see eye to eye on some things, so they let him go in the conference to Penn State. after winning a national championship. So now they've hired Matt Patricia. I don't know what they did with their offensive coordinator spot, if they've done that yet. I forget. I can't keep track of it all. But Matt Patricia, who obviously has bounced around, was the longtime Patriot defensive coordinator, was the Lions head coach before Dan Campbell started biting everybody's knees off, was disposed of there, went back to New England. That didn't work. Went to Philadelphia for like the end of last year. That didn't work. I don't know where he was this year. I don't know if he was out or in or whatever. Anyway, either way, he is heading to Ohio State University. And you start to say, right, well, and we're not in Columbus, so I'll leave it to that. Like, you start to say, all these NFL guys going to college football, right? All these NFL guys going to college football. Yeah, it's because it's not college football anymore. I tried to tell the young and the misguided this a long time ago, that guys like Nick Saban, and even in college basketball, right? Tony Bennett, who else retired that was a pretty big name? Jim Larrañaga, guys with local roots, local ties. They all retiring because they can't stand the transfer portal and the NIL. Well, if you're used to free agency and the roster turnover that you deal with in the NFL, all of a sudden transfer portal and NIL is not as big of a deal. So Belichick goes to get the power that he demands and wants at North Carolina. He doesn't bring in Matt Patricia, interestingly enough, right? Brings back his son, who was at Washington for a year. Washington, not this Washington, that Washington, for a year. Patricia then says, well, screw the NFL. They don't like me there. I'm going to go to Ohio State where I can contend for a national championship, maybe win one, get back a head coaching job in some, you know, Louisville or wherever, you know, where there's less pressure to win and less scrutiny. And I can make a nice paycheck and deal with a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds who have a little bit more respect for me. And I'm used to the NIL and transfer portal because that's basically what I've been dealing with my whole life in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, it's different. Of course, there's different rules and different complexities, but it's basically the same thing. We're used to a big roster turnover. Like everybody around here last year when Dan Quinn and Adam Peters came in, oh, they turned over 70% of the roster. You can't have that. Blah, blah, blah. I actually can, because the previous roster sucked. It sucked monkey snot. That's what it sucked. I just made it up. And so they changed it over, and they built a brotherhood, right? And AKA different word for culture, right? Like Dan Quinn does not like to use the same words everyone else. I don't like to do the same show that everyone else does. That's why this show, whether you like it or you don't like it, a lot of you don't like it. And trust me, I hear from you, okay? This show is different, man. This show ain't the same cookie cutter sports talk radio that you hear elsewhere. Different. Whether it's a good different or not, I have no idea. That's up to you. And I mean, I believe it is. All right, thanks, Max. I appreciate you. That's why I like you. Can we hire Max for the full-time guy around here? Please? Can we do this? Can we get this done? Can we sign you to another contract so you can get another? I mean, you're already being paid by the Toronto Blue Jays, the Texas Rangers, the New York Mets, the Washington Nationals, the Los Angeles Dodgers. What the hell? Let's add a sixth job and a sixth paycheck to your coffers and have Odyssey DC sign it. All right? We're good? All right, I just made the executive decision. Drab, if you're listening. CK? Sixth paycheck for my guy. Yes. Do you have other mouths to feed besides that I don't know about? Okay. He's very hungry. I'm always hungry. I went somewhere for breakfast that I shouldn't have this morning because I was waiting for my car. It was so good, but yet it was so disappointing because I'm literally sitting there going, you fat, what are you doing? But I was like, oh my God, it tastes so good as compared to the low carb yogurt that I have every morning. Oh, it's so good. Oh, like salt and pepper on scrambled eggs from the, you know, here. It just hits different. The biscuit just hits different. Oh, man. All right. Anyway, we got to do a show. Whew. Take a deck. take a break. All right. There wasn't much going on last night. So here's how we're going to start the show. And I understand that you guys probably have a unhealthy dose of Kelseyism in your life. I got it. I understand. They are everywhere. Travis, Jason, every commercial, every TV, every Super Bowl. The only notable thing about this Super Bowl was that Jason's already retired. Now Travis seems like he might be about to retire, even though he still says he wants to play. He says he doesn't know if he can fully commit and be there for his teammates and blah, 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 because he's got to be there for Tay-Tay, right? I mean, somebody's got to be playing tonsil hockey in Amsterdam with Tay-Tay, okay? Yes, well, I mean, you know, like, listen, I can't say for sure that it can't be anybody else, but we presume that it's got to be Travis. So anyway, we don't know if he's going to retire or not. Honestly, I don't really care. I didn't think he was going to be a factor at all in the Super Bowl. It turned out he wasn't. I thought Zach Bond, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and Reed Blankenship would do a fine job. Even though they got torched by Zach Ertz in the NFC Championship game, I felt really confident that Travis Kelce has fallen off that far and that quickly based on what I saw all year, where he wasn't the same player outside of a limited couple of games. So basically, he says he'll take some time to decide on the future. He wants to play, but he doesn't know, again, how much commit. Generally, when guys are like, I just don't know if I can make that commitment and what it takes, generally that means they are leaning towards not coming back. Now, maybe that's not always the case, but generally that's how I interpret it, not like when Zach Ertz met with the media after the conference championship game. Or maybe it was the next day. I can't remember. He said, oh, I want to play. You know, I hope it's here. I want to play. And I'm paraphrasing. There was no, hey, man, I'm not sure if I... Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. So Travis Kelce clearly is undecided. Let's put it at that. But I would, again, lean a little bit more towards him not playing than playing. I don't know if I'll be right on that. Don't know. That's not really what I want to get into. But I want to use that as a springboard to get into this, which is, oh, hello. Is Zach Ertz a must re-sign for the Washington Commanders? Now, before you just go immediately answer it and immediately shut it down or immediately say yes, right? We have to kind of look at the entire situation and say, there are factors here that go beyond just what we see on the field and what production we get, right? So, but just using the bottom line baseline for the argument, right? I just want to throw this out. Zach Ertz was on a practice squad last year during the playoffs, the Detroit Lions practice squad. This year, he was beating the Detroit Lions in the playoffs and scoring a touchdown, right? So, Zach Ertz, on the year, in the regular season, 66 catches, 654 yards, just shy of a 10.0 average, 9.9. A long of 37, which was a screen of about 7 or 8 against Atlanta, up the left side or up the far sideline, and he broke a couple of tackles, and he added another 28, 29 yards to it. I remember it as clear as day. And then, oh, by the way, scored the game-winning touchdown in overtime, and oh, by the way, was a consistent force down the stretch in the red zone, at the end of games, in critical moments. Jaden Daniels absolutely, along with Terry McLaurin, trusted him beyond any shadow of a doubt, right? So, again, the numbers overall for Zach Ertz, 66, 654, 9.9, a long of 37, and 7 touchdowns during the regular season. Remember, he got banged up in the postseason game, okay? But in the Detroit Lions postseason game, obviously, he had a couple of big catches. He had the one touchdown. He had 18 catches, 155 yards, an 8.6 average, the one touchdown, a long of 21. Not anything to blow your skirt up. Not anything to make you go, oh my God, he's the best tight end in the game or anything like that. We're not suggesting that. What we are saying is this, that Zach Ertz is a free agent, and Zach Ertz, number one, was I think respected by everyone in that locker room. I think he was viewed as a very positive figure, right? I think he was... I didn't know how much he had left when he came here, but he proved to me that he's still got some juice, even at 34, right? And if you look at Zach Ertz, right, what did he do this year that people did not think he could do and that he had not done in any way anytime recently? I'll wait. What is play all 17 games? Did you know that Zach Ertz played the same amount of regular season games this year? Like 17. That, Max, check your schedule. Maybe you can get another paycheck out of this. Do they play 17 games in the NFL in the regular season? I think so, right? Okay, so if he played in 17 regular season games this year, would that be every regular season game? Okay. He played in 17 combined, his last 2 years in Arizona. 10 in 2022, 7 in 2023, was eventually released from Arizona's things were completely out of whack there. Of course, Cliff, you know, whatever. Cliff was gone at that point. Wound up on Detroit's practice squad for their playoff run last year. Did not play in the NFC Championship game, did not play in the divisional playoff game. I don't know if he was actually there on the practice squad for the first game that they played in. I would have to double check that, but he did not play. He was on the practice squad. And then again this year, he was not only playing, he was playing in every single game. And he was making big-ass catches. Remember the catch he got his noggin rung on near the goal line in Detroit, which set up the touchdown? I think the one that Sam Cosmi actually tore his ACL on. Remember that? Hey, listen. You can throw anything you want about Zach Ertz. You could say his age. You can say, well, he's going to break down again. You can say he falls down right after the catch. You can say he's not explosive. You can say he doesn't soar over the top. Guys, people like that don't fall off of trees. They don't just show up on your front step and immediately come in ready to play and contribute. And here's the greatest example of just that, and I'm not criticizing him. Ben Sinnott was a late second-round pick, right? 53 overall. Ben Sinnott did some nice things. Ben Sinnott had, remember the catch Ben Sinnott had against the Jets in the preseason in which it went for 42 yards? He dragged like 10 guys with him, right? And everybody thought, oh my God, Ben Sinnott! Ben Sinnott wasn't really a huge part of this offense, right? He had the Taylor Swift touchdown, right? Or they called it Taylor Swift, right? Really more of like a SIF play against Carolina, against Cleveland, one of those teams. Anyway, the point, in a couple of other catches, I'm not trying to poo-poo Ben Sinnott. He was a rookie. My point being is people don't just automatically show up off your door because they came off the Redskins tree or the Commanders tree in the backyard and just show up ready to play and ready to, oh, by the way, contribute 65-plus catches, 8 total touchdowns, and again, you know, roughly an average of 10 yards a catch. That doesn't happen in every walk of life. As a matter of fact, it's rare that that happens. And even at 34, going on 35, that doesn't happen, again, to everyone or every team or with every player. And I'm not telling you that Zach Ertz is Antonio Gates when he was in his prime. I'm not telling you he was Tony Gonzalez. But Zach Ertz is a pretty damn good option. And I didn't think and I didn't know and you didn't either that he could stay healthy. And yet, damn it. And nobody talked. I didn't hear anybody talk about this all year, and including me. I didn't really talk about it. Yet every Sunday, Zach Ertz was there, and he played in all 17 games. Now, he got his bell rung a couple of times, right? He had to come off a couple of times, but right back in it, right back to it. Zach Ertz is an absolute 100%, not a doubt in my mind, re-sign for the Washington Commanders. Must have. I don't want to hear from the analytics amigos about how he doesn't get yards after the catch, how he falls down, how his yards per route run is this and that. I give you all that stuff if you want it. he can still find a soft spot. Where would this team be without Zach Ertz? He has a must re-sign. Do you agree? Disagree? We obviously started, you know, building a bridge from Kelce and his decision, and keep that situation in mind when we talk about Zach Ertz. Oh, you might not have thought about that. We'll explain next, and we'll take your calls. Is Zach Ertz a must re-sign for the Commanders? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Don't forget, there's another situation as well that we haven't mentioned, and we'll have that also coming up that figures into the Zach Ertz mix as well on the Team 980, always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, good to have you with us here on a snow day Wednesday for a lot of you, but we are here. Mad Max on the other side of the glass. Be nice to him when you call in at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City, baby? Yeah, of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party of them all at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. All right, so here's what we're talking about out of the chute. And don't worry, we'll get into other things as we go along on this Wednesday. Travis Kelce says he's going to take some time. He's undecided, this, that, whatever. Okay. I know this isn't Kansas City Sports Talk Radio, but it actually does potentially have an impact, right? That decision. And what I mean by that is, if Travis Kelce says, no, that's it, I'm done, I'm going to go, follow around Tay-Tay, Kansas City needs another tight end option. Now, I mean, no offense, you know, pretty good and all that, right? They could draft a guy, what have you. But maybe they prefer, again, a veteran, sure-handed replacement. That has some familiarity with Andy Reid, right? Wasn't Zach Ertz part of the Andy Reid family in Philadelphia? I believe he was. I'd have to double-check that, but I believe he was. Either way, they would kind of need a veteran tight end, you would think. A sure-handed red zone guy, help Patrick Mahomes. We know they have a lack of big-time speed and whatever. But the bottom line is this. Travis Kelce could, and his situation, affect or add one more team to the pile that could be looking for a tight end, right? It's possible. It's possible. Actually, you know what? My fault on this. Ertz was not drafted until 2013. Chip Kelly, the Chipster, was already in charge at that point. So he did not cross with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. I thought maybe they crossed for a year, but they did not. Either way, doesn't matter. Here's the other potential situation, and why I think, again, Zach Ertz is an absolute must re-sign. Besides his production, besides his leadership, besides his steady Eddie play, right? Besides what he was in the red zone, what he was in the second half of the season, as the Commanders were struggling to run the football, Zach Ertz was reliable. He was there. He was open. Sure, he had a couple of drops or non-catches. Sure, he was not exactly fleet of foot. Sure, you could throw out whatever analytic you want. Here's the other thing. Guys, John Bates is a free agent too. You know who is their best blocking tight end? Well, that's John Bates. No guarantee that he's coming back, although I think he will, but no guarantee that he is. Ben Sinnott, again, is just finished his rookie year, much like Luke McCaffrey. A little dose, but not a big-time dose, right? We don't know. Now, that is Adam Peters' job and the coaching staff's job to develop them, but we don't know. So why would you walk around going, oh, we've got this on lock, stock, and barrel. We don't need Zach Ertz. Of course you need Zach Ertz. Of course you would. Guess what, guys? You can always say, hey, man, listen, like, boy, Ben Sinnott's really come on. We got John Bates back. At the trade deadline, we're going to trade you somewhere where they need a tight end and you can be, whatever. I mean, things can always be done. Or, God forbid, you could actually have some depth and some options for a team that runs a lot of 12 personnel. And sometimes 13 personnel, right? You can have that. Zach Ertz is a must re-sign. Like, don't give me this, well, we don't need every aging veteran. No, you don't need every aging veteran. You need the right aging veterans. You need Bobby Wagner, which we'll get to at some other point. And you need Zach Ertz. And I came into this week going, why do I have this feeling that they're going to move on from one of the two of those guys? And if they do, it's probably going to be Zach Ertz. But the more I thought about it, and again, I didn't just whip this out of my, you know, rear end this morning. The more I thought about it, I was like, it kind of be nuts to move on from Zach Ertz. I mean, can Ben Sinnott evolve and get better? Yes. Can John Bates, if he comes back, get better? Jaden missed him a couple of times. He was wide open. John Bates should have more pass production than he ultimately does. But he's a free agent. There's no guarantee Ben Sinnott is going to develop the way they hope and they want into being a George Kittle-Kyle Juszczyk split. There's no guarantee of that. Zach Ertz ain't looking for a three-year deal. I can't imagine. And if he is, well, then it's a different... And I should point out, it's under the context of we're talking a one-year deal, maybe... Maybe a second year, which I don't want to call it a dummy year, but is a year
like an option.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of thing where you're not heavily committed mm-hmm. to that second year, but on paper, if things work out, you might be. So under that prism, do you agree with me that he is a must re-sign, or are you kind of take it or leave it, what have you? I'll give you some numbers on Zach Ertz, how he relates to other tight ends and around the league from PFF and all that stuff coming up right after the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Wizards are in action tonight at Capital One Arena before the NBA All-Star break, and you can catch the game right here starting at 6:45 against the Indiana Pacers. Wizards have lost three in a row as competition has improved, all at home, so they'll try and snap that. They've been much more competitive, so that's good. 6:45, Dave Johnson and company right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, following, again, Craig Hoffman. Meanwhile, other games around the league and the NBA as we head towards that All-Star break. The Knicks, who played the Pacers last night, they're entertaining Trae Young at Madison Square Garden, and the Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia and Brooklyn, Charlotte and Orlando, San Antonio, who was here on Monday against the world champion Boston Celtics. No surprise on this one. From baseball, one day after it was announced that the Angels had signed Kenley Jansen, something maybe the Nationals might have wanted to consider, Angels third baseman and former National World Series champion Anthony Rendon to have hip surgery and expected to miss a significant amount of time, according to the Angels general manager. He is, of course, 34. He has not played in more than 58 games in any season since signing a 7-year, $245 million deal. Woo! Woo! Yeah, baby. And tonight, the NHL's version of their All-Star game kicks off on TNT. It's Canada versus Sweden for all the marbles. No Capitals. Best team in the league. No Capitals found their way to whatever they're calling this thing, and I'm the biggest hockey fan in the world. But it's there for your choosing if you want to watch some hockey. And that's what's trending. All right, good to have you with us. We are brought to you by the Maryland Drivers Auto Theft Program. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 60 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. So during the break, I was commandeering some people. I was negotiating. I was trying to fill things up and fill things out. You know, I think we've got you on lock, you know, if I can swing some things around here, right? You needed another job. You needed another contract. I needed somebody else that could help me with my wrestling coverage.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, I'm the wrestling aficionado around here.
That's right.
I'm scheduled to talk to a high-profile WWE superstar tonight at Capital One Arena.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say who it is on the radio yet, so I'm not going to say who it is. And if it works out and travel and whatever works out, we will have that tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Okay. But SK is in the building. Sean Kiner.
Oh.
And so I walked into the boss's office from the bathroom or from the ice machine, and I've got my, as you can see, my WrestleMania 40 cup right here, which has all the wrestlers. So SK looks, and he's, oh, I like your cup. And he's a big wrestling fan. I know he's a big wrestling fan. And I said, man, I said, you know who I'm getting it. I said, I'm going to Capital One Arena tonight. I said, you know, part of what I'm doing there is I'm going to be talking to a high-profile wrestler. And I can't say his name on the air. Again, I want it to come through first. He's like, you know, and I kind of did his signature thing, okay? And SK didn't know who I was talking about. And I was like, man, if you're going to be my wrestling insider, if you're going to be my wrestling aficionado, my wrestling, like, throwdown partner, you need to know this stuff. We need to ramp things up. We need to get, you know, we need to get you in school here. We need to get you caught up. Now, Matt, who used to produce this show, and I do a wrestling podcast, an independent wrestling podcast. It's available, you know, in a bunch of different places.
Wherever you get your podcast.
It's called The Rooster and the Rookie. We just did another episode last night, as a matter of fact.
I saw.
Yes. So we need, like, SK to kind of join the fray.
I agree.
Right? And Max, are you a big wrestling guy? Or are you a moderate wrestling guy? How would you describe that?
As a kid, I was a big poo-pooer of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. In my older age, I've grown to appreciate the spectacle of it all.
I appreciate that. See, here's the deal. There are people out there, and there are people on this floor, mm-hmm. that have poo-pooed wrestling because it's fake, it's this, it's that, it's stupid, it's a bunch of guys running around in tights and, you know, all that stuff. All the standard...
Isn't football?
Yeah, all the standard bullcrap. It is literally... Every movie that you all watch,
mm-hmm.
every television sitcom that you all watch, every reality show that you all watch, it is literally just a different form of that.
Yeah.
Only it's live, and it's everywhere. It's omnipresent, and it's fun as hell.
It's super fun.
Not all of it is fun, but for the most part, it's fun as hell. And I mean, like, I battle with people in my life all the time. Oh, wrestler. I mean, you can't beat the spectacle. Like, go to SmackDown on Friday night at Capital One Arena, or go to Vengeance Day at Entertainment Sports Arena on Saturday evening for NXT. You will feel an energy, a pulse, a vibe that you don't get at every sporting event. You only get it around here at Capitals games, and even that can be a little bit, you know, up and down. And now that the Commanders are back, like, the Sunday night game against Atlanta was a pulse that I haven't sensed in a long time. They didn't play a game after that at home, so that kind of sucked. I really wish they would have, to kind of see what the vibe would have been there. We'll have to wait until next year. But that Sunday night, the pregame, during the game, after the game, what have you, during the comeback, whatever, was awesome. But anyway, the point being is, like, if you enjoy a not rowdy atmosphere, but a fun, electric atmosphere, go check it out. I promise you, you will be entertained. Like, you may scoff at it. You may kind of fling your nose at it. I promise you, you'll be entertained. Between the pyro, the music, the physicality, the athleticism. I mean, these men and women are unbelievable athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable athletes. So we got to get SK cranked up because he's a big wrestling guy. We got to get him cranked up. We got to get him fired up, and we got to get him knowledge base. So that we can have him as our wrestling insider right here. All right. Anyway, let's do this. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Now we got to get back to some of what we normally have to talk about, which isn't always what I want to talk about, but, you know, it kind of is. So here's the deal on Zach Ertz, right? Again, I think he's a must-resign. I think people are absolutely nuts if they – now. listen, I'm not going to tell you that I know more than Adam Peters. I get if they want Ben Sennett to if they want to force feed his development. I think the only reason why I'm going harder with this is because I don't know if John Bates is coming back yet. I think he is, but I don't know. And obviously John Bates is not the pass catcher that Zach Ertz is. So I'm looking, man, my quarterback going into year two against a much tougher schedule with nine games on the road and again, much tougher competition. And at this point, no true guarantee of a number two receiver, you know, to go along with Terry. They've got four free agents, no great running back situation, right? An offensive line that's fine, but not great. He needs a guy like Zach Ertz. But if you just compare him to other tight ends, you're going to go, Zach Ertz, he's okay. He's middle of the road. He's fine. He's all right. He's okay. I'm like, I can, you know, do without him. I can. But on this team, I really, really, really think people are sleeping on his importance. And again, I've tried to line that up. Now, according to PFF, okay, and this is just PFF, he is the 19th graded tight end in the NFL. It starts with George Kittle at 92.1 out of 100. It goes all the way down to Zach Ertz at 67.0. Not 19th. He is, I'm sorry. My bad on that. I had the wrong column here, so I just want to make sure that I am pulling it up. It's actually, I'm sorry, the 33rd ranked. That was receiving grade that he's 19th. 33rd ranked tight end overall, behind guys like Pat Freiermuth, who is just ahead of him, Tucker Kraft, who had a nice year. And everybody's a little bit different. Noah Gray, who we mentioned, Kelsey, obviously up there at 71.7. Again, Zach Ertz at 67.0 out of 100. That was his overall offensive grade. As a receiver, just receiving, that's where he was 18th, one spot ahead of Travis Kelsey. Again, as a receiving grade only. Zach Ertz had a 72.5, Travis Kelsey a 72.2. Now, clearly, again, Zach Ertz is not a great blocker by any means, but it's not like he's an unreliable blocker. It's not like he's not a willing blocker. As a matter of fact, again, just you take it for what it's worth, as a pass blocking grade at a 64.7 from PFF. I'm going to give you, though, some numbers that I think are kind of important. 111 targets. Let me just make sure I'm pulling up the right thing here. This is including the postseason. 111 targets for Zach Ertz, 84 catches. That's 75.7% of his targets caught. Like, again, if you're saying, hey, man, like, he's not George Kittle. Yeah, you're right. He's not George Kittle. Didn't say he had to be George Kittle. You get my point? Like, sorry, not everybody's George Kittle. George Kittle's really good. But Zach Ertz is reliable. We've told you about the touchdowns. We told you about the red zone prowess. I'm going to give you some more, you know, statistics as we go along here. Again, the bottom line is this. This team doesn't have, like, I don't look at a lot of their free agents as must-haves. I don't look at De'Ami Brown as a must-have. I don't look at Jamison Crowder or Noah Brown or Olamide Zaccheaus as a must-have or Cornelius Lucas as a must-have. I look at a couple of guys as must-haves. I certainly do not look at Cleveland Farrell as a must-have. I wouldn't even go must-have with Dante Fowler, although it's an I'd like to have. But Bobby Wagner, to me, and again, we'll do more on him at a different date. Zach Ertz, and I would argue that probably Jeremy Chinn folds into this category as well, are those guys that I would say, you know what, on a group that has 28 free agents or whatever it is, those are three guys I really, really need to have. Now, again, Is there some risk that they're older? Of course. I mean, not Chin, but Wagner and Ertz, I get it. Performance can drop off from year to year. I understand it all. You can always do something about that later on if a guy just is really struggling and just somehow lost it. But right now, right here, in lieu of somebody telling me something that I can't see as just a dude who watches a lot of football and I think who takes pride in smart opinions, whether you like them or not, and I think knows something, right now, Zach Ertz is, again, he might be number one in that group that I just mentioned. Might be. Number one, ahead of Wagner, ahead of Chin, ahead of maybe Tressway. I don't know. If you agree, disagree, fine, whatever. I mean, tell me your reason. And if your reason is, well, he falls down after he makes the catch. He doesn't fall down after he makes the catch, but I understand he's not explosive after the catch. Got it. But there's something to be said for making the catch, which I just gave you. He makes the catch 76% of the time when it's targeted for him. And if you think that's easy to replace and a snap of a finger, well, then that's where our disagreement is. 301-230-0980, your call's coming up after the timeout and after as we approach 2 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Out to the phones in just a couple of moments. Hang tight, guys. Just want to stay sort of on schedule. Let me give you a couple of numbers on Zach Ertz that I just want to, you know, again, that I haven't had a chance to pump out just yet. We told you about, again, the 76%. That's based on targets, receptions, what have you. Just digging a little bit deeper on this, right, for all you number knuckleheads out there that make every decision based on analytics and statistics because you can't tell, like, you know, you can't use your eyes. So Zach Ertz, yards per route run. Okay, that's one of these fancy analytics amigos thing. 1.32. Brock Bowers, 2.02. Trey McBride, arguably right now the two best tight ends in the NFL, 2.14. Travis Kelce, 1.49. So again, ahead of Zach Ertz. Jonnu Smith, who had a really nice reclamation year down in Miami, 1.95. George Kittle, 2.62. Pat Freiermuth, slightly better than Ertz, 1.42. Sam Laporta, 1.56. Hunter Henry, 1.39. So, again, Zach Ertz is behind all these guys. But it's not like there's everybody and then there's Zach Ertz all the way down here. Okay, just again, yards after the catch per reception. Brock Bowers, again, monster rookie year, 5.3. Trey McBride, 4.7. Travis Kelce, 3.9. Jonnu Smith, 5.9. Zach Ertz, 2.8. Now, again, that's way lower than ideally you would like it to be. Nobody is here to suggest that that Zach Ertz is the tight end of the future, of the long term, or anything. We're talking about this upcoming year. We're talking about now. That's not to suggest they shouldn't address or they shouldn't consider or shouldn't think about, again, drafting somebody else if they want to. And obviously they did with Ben Sinnott. So, I mean, but they may have to draft somebody else. Because you know what I know? Right now, there's no indication that Cole Turner, who's been bouncing around on the practice squad for years now, is anything other than just a dude that they haven't given up on yet. Right? That's it. And Yankoff showed some potential on special teams, but we didn't see him really as a tight end, okay? So, again, I look at the position group and I say, this is what I have. This is what I potentially need. This is how important he was. And if you don't think Zach Ertz was really important as the running game went, and as they needed help in the red zone down the stretch and in the second half of the season, if you didn't see that, then we ain't watching the same team, boys and girls. 158, Team 980, I promise, your call is coming straight up. Is he a must re-sign? I don't necessarily want to get into a whole big debate about who is a must re-sign. We have plenty of time for that. I want to specifically talk about Zach Ertz. Is he a must re-sign? Is he number one on that list for you? I can't imagine he's number one on a lot of people's list. He might be number one on my list because my brain works a little bit differently. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.